Have you ever experienced that rare moment when someone makes you feel completely seen and understood? Like the Dalai Lama, who famously makes each person feel like the only one in the room, this capacity for deep connection represents our most fundamental human need. Yet in our technology-saturated world, genuine connection becomes increasingly elusive. Missing each other explores attunement, the ability to be aware of your own state while simultaneously connecting with another person. This isn't just social cognition, but a profound emotional and physical connection that creates the deepest bonds between people. From the first moments of life to our final days, this capacity for attunement shapes our well-being, our relationships, and ultimately, our humanity. We enter the world primed for human connection. Newborns recognize and prefer human faces almost immediately after birth, developing attachment bonds that provide the security needed for healthy development. These connections aren't luxuries, they're biological necessities. Their absence can lead to altered brain development, emotional regulation problems, and health issues comparable to obesity or smoking. We live in the most connected era in human history, yet loneliness has reached epidemic proportions. Our smartphones connect us to billions, but these connections often leave us emotionally malnourished. We've substituted quantity for quality, depth for breadth. The typical smartphone user checks their device 150 times daily, yet these digital touches rarely create meaningful connection. Even a phone's mere presence during conversations reduces empathy and engagement. Our brains evolve to process facial expressions, body language, and vocal tones that digital communication often fails to capture. The statistics are troubling. 54% of American adults report feeling that no one knows them well. Loneliness is highest among young adults aged 18 to 22, the most digitally connected generation. Community participation has dropped by 45% since the 1980s, and the average American now has just one close confidant compared to three in 1985. What matters isn't relationship quantity, but quality. Even one deeply attuned relationship can reduce depression and lower mental health risks by up to 50%. The good news? Attunement is a skill we can develop. Like a muscle, our capacity for connection grows with practice, and neuroplasticity research shows that practicing social skills changes brain structure, enhancing our capacity for empathy. Attunement rests on four essential components, beginning with relaxed awareness. The ability to remain present and calm while conscious of yourself and surroundings. In genuine connections, you're like experienced drivers who monitor the road while conversing effortlessly. This foundation enables deep listening, attending carefully to others while noting your reactions. Expert listeners detect microexpressions, vocal changes, and postural shifts that signal emotions. Our brains engage in neural mirroring, automatically simulating others' emotional states to understand their experience. Understanding builds on listening by interpreting information gathered through multiple channels, synthesizing raw data into coherent meaning. Skilled communicators grasp underlying emotions and unstated needs beyond surface content. Finally, mutual responsiveness creates seamless exchanges that feel natural, like jazz musicians improvising together. Though attunement breaks are inevitable, skilled communicators quickly repair these ruptures before they damage relationships. Elite athletes and spiritual leaders share a capacity for relaxed awareness under pressure. Phil Jackson described Michael Jordan as the most serene person I've ever seen, with great awareness and love for being calm in the midst of a storm. Olympic swimmers Michael Phelps and Katie Ledecky demonstrate similar relaxation during competition. This capacity appears in infancy as the quiet alert state, when babies display attentive eyes, calm bodies, and engagement with their environment. In this optimal state, infants interact most effectively with their surroundings. Our autonomic nervous system governs this through two counterbalancing branches. The parasympathetic system coordinates relaxation, while the sympathetic system activates fight or flight. Relaxed awareness requires enough sympathetic activity for alertness with sufficient parasympathetic engagement for openness. Regular practice develops habits that help manage stress across various situations, particularly before high-pressure events, helping access the calm engagement state elite athletes achieve. Hemingway noted that most people don't listen. They merely wait for their turn to speak. True listening transcends hearing, requiring attention to words, tone, expressions, and body language. In our distraction-filled world, genuine, attentive listening has become rare. Effective listening combines focused attention on all communication aspects, natural synchrony with the speaker, and emotional empathy. Eye contact helps decode speech, interpret emotions, and signal attention. When we truly listen, our brains synchronize with the speaker, actively anticipating words rather than passively receiving them. When someone genuinely understands us, we feel seen and loved. Understanding emotions requires recognizing them in others and ourselves, primarily through nonverbal cues. To break reactivity chains, we must mind the gap between stimulus and response. Understanding balances awareness of others' perspectives with our own. Self-reflection improves connections by helping us recognize our relational patterns and triggers. Our temperament and experiences create working models of attachment about how relationships function. At the heart of meaningful connection lies attunement, being aware of your own state while simultaneously connecting with another. When truly attuned, we sense someone else's rhythm and affect as if we're in their skin, allowing us to anticipate needs while regulating our own emotions. This skill manifests in jazz musicians improvising together, comedic duos sensing timing, parents and babies exchanging coos, or lovers sharing intimate moments. Kenny Wheeler and John Taylor exemplified this musical connection by balancing when to lead and follow. Attunement isn't about constant connection or merged identities. It's finding the balance between closeness and independence. Like breathing, relationships require both engagement and space, creating a sustainable rhythm. Deep listening creates a space where another person feels truly seen. In a world where attention has become our scarcest resource, offering it completely to another might be our most precious gift. As artificial intelligence advances, we must consider what will distinguish human connection from technological simulation. Tech companies now develop facial recognition that identifies individuals and emotions with remarkable accuracy, while AI can analyze speech patterns, predict writing, and interpret brain activity. Though these technologies have legitimate uses, they raise serious privacy concerns. Brain-machine interfaces could revolutionize artificial attunement by accessing brain activity directly, enabling thought-controlled interaction while risking privacy invasion. Americans now spend over 7 hours daily on screens as face-to-face interactions decline. Cultivating attunement skills could extend beyond individual relationships to communities, potentially addressing global challenges like climate change and political polarization. These existential threats require global cooperation, yet worsening problems increase alienation, hampering collective solutions. Developing relaxed awareness helps navigate between panic and denial, allowing us to acknowledge challenges while maintaining our capacity to address them. In our technology-dominated world, the ability to truly see, hear, and respond to one another might be our most precious human gift. By cultivating attunement, practicing relaxed awareness, deep listening, understanding, and responsive presence, we create ripples extending from our relationships into our communities and world.